Let's pray again. To you, O God, we lift up our souls. Make us to know your way, O God. Teach us your paths. Amen. A poem of sorts. Waiting, waiting, waiting on Jesus, holding their breath. Mary and Martha wait at the bedside. Lord, he whom you love is ill. Why does he not come? What is more important than his love for Lazarus? If he would be with us, our brother will not die. Faith speaks, but hope dies. Lazarus dies. A brother, a friend, a disciple dies. Jesus finally comes. Martha speaks, Lord, if you had been with us, my brother would not have died. Mary weeps, Lord, if you had been with us, my brother would not have died. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord, Lord, hear my voice. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in God's word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning. Waiting, waiting, waiting on Jesus, holding their breath. Even so, I still believe. Your brother will rise to life on the last day. Your brother will rise to life on the resurrection day. I am the resurrection and the life. Can you believe it? Can you breathe it in and live it? Yes, Lord, I believe. You are resurrection and life. Life that weeps to see the pain that death has dealt. Life that angers at the delay before all will be raised and made whole. Life that proclaims that death does not win. Lazarus, come out. Come out and breathe again. Waiting, waiting, waiting on Yahweh, holding their breath. The Israelites languish in Babylon. Our bones are dried up and our hope is lost. Why does God not come? What is more important than God's love for Israel? We are cut off completely. We are exiled. We are alone. We are ashamed of our past. We despair of our future. We cannot breathe in the land of our oppressors. Out of the depths, we cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear our voices. We wait for the Lord. Our souls wait, and in God's word, we hope. Our souls wait for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning. Waiting, waiting, waiting on Yahweh, holding their breath. Mortal, can these bones live? Oh, Lord God, you know. Oh, dry bones, hear the word of God. Our bones are dried up. Oh, dry bones, hear the word of God. Our hope is lost. Oh, dry bones, hear the word of God. We are cut off completely. Oh, dry bones, hear the word of God. You are spirit breathed. You are sinews and flesh and bodies. You are spirit and breath and life. You are the home of Yahweh, who is the life of the world. Prophesy, stand up, and breathe again. Waiting. Waiting. waiting on our God, holding our breath. We wait in doctor's offices. We wait for phones to ring. We wait for answered prayers and cries. We wait for words that heal. We wait for God to breathe in us. We wait for strength to stand. We wait for Christ to call us forth. We wait to hear our name. We hold our breath. We wait through forgotten conflict. We wait with the world. We wait where many fear to tread. We wait for more peace. The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of the Congo. And it was full of bones. Bones of the military, bones of the rebels, bones of the innocent, bones of children made to be soldiers. Bones of a beloved Mennonite son, MJ, Michael Sharp. Bones of a committed UN colleague, Zeta Catalan. Bones of a diligent Congolese translator, Betu Chintela. Oh Lord God, can these bones live? If you had been with us, our friends would not have died. Out of the depths, we cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear our voices. We wait for the Lord. Our souls wait, and in God's word, we hope. Our souls wait for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning. Waiting, waiting, waiting on our God, holding our breath. Holding our breath. Breath, an act of life. Breath, an act of faith. Restore us, O God. We wait, but we breathe. We carry on. We move forward. We take your life within us. And we trust, or at least we pray that it will be enough. We breathe in resurrection. We breathe in life. A life is lived one breath at a time. And hope also grows one breath at a time. One step in front of the other. One more new morning, one more recommitment to the journey. Jesus wept. And then with a deep breath, he shouted into the darkness, "Lazarus, come out into the light." MJ's friends and family weep, and yet they breathe in life. The life MJ lived in Jesus' way of peace. And with voices subdued and filled with tears, still they shout into the darkness. The voice of a father. I have said on more than one occasion that we peacemakers should be willing to risk our lives as those who join the military do. Now it's no longer theory. The voice of a friend. Even if your body is taken from you and us, you're still not alone, and we are still connected. The voice of the UN Secretary General. Michael and Zeta lost their lives seeking to understand the causes of conflict and insecurity in the DRC in order to help bring peace to the country and its people. We will honor their memory by continuing to support the invaluable work of the group of experts and the whole UN family in the DRC. Out of the depths, they cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear their voices. Bring us into the light. Bring MJ and Zeta's work into the light. Bring the suffering of the people of DR Congo into the light. Bring our complicity in natural resource exploitation into the light. unbind us and let us go into your way of peace. Restore us, O God, we breathe. We breathe when we don't know the words to say or the actions to take or the direction to go because we fear we are lost. But still, we breathe because you are life and you are resurrection. And you are more than we can see or know or imagine. So Christ calls us out from darkness into light, from the valley of graves to our own soil. And though we have waited, oh, we have waited more than those who watch for mourning, we will believe and we will see the glory of God.